Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Malia Cromer, a political scientist at Goucher College and someone who knows quite a bit about polling. So, Malia, what I want to ask you is, where do we stand here? It looks like there's been really quite a lot of movement.
There absolutely has, Frazier. This has been a really terrible 2 weeks for Donald Trump. It's a really long, hot summer for him. We see his numbers across the country. We have both in nationwide polling dip below Clinton's outside of that margin of error. They were neck and neck in June. And in key swing states, she has really put a substantial gap between him and her. I think most importantly, we look at Pennsylvania, and she's up 10 points in Pennsylvania, which is a state that he needs to win to piece together those states for him to have a victory.
Do you think this is because people are starting to take the race seriously, or is it because of the interesting few comments he's had to make, things like President Obama and Hillary Clinton inventing ISIS?
So when we look back, there was all these gaps during the primary election, and people really wondered, why haven't these hurt Trump? I think the truth of the matter is they didn't hurt him in the primary, but they're hurting him now. And so everything he said back through the primaries are now compounded by these other gaffes that have come up this week. They're all coming back to hurt him. It's almost the perfect storm, and they're driving down his favorability numbers, and they're really driving down the trust numbers. Like, do they trust him in terms of an international crisis or what we call the finger on the button number?
You know, it's interesting, Malia. Mr. Trump does not seem to be backing down from some of these controversial statements he's made. What do you think his game is?
So at the end of the day, I think right after the primary election, you saw Trump make maybe some overtures or perhaps pulling in these independent voters, but they're just not breaking for him. So Trump's path to victory at this point in time is really making sure he riles up those base, those core Trump supporters that don't care what he says. They're still going to vote for him. He has to make sure they turn out to vote because the tides are turning. We see female Republicans breaking away from him. We see key Republicans in the political elite throwing their weight behind Clinton or refusing to endorse Trump. A really bad week, 2 weeks for him.
Do you really think, though, that even the bedrock support for him will continue when people really concentrate on the so-called button issue?
So I think this is really important. It's the question of who is the best to handle it in terms of an international crisis. And we're living in an increasingly dangerous world. And so for Hillary Clinton, if she can make the case that his temperament is off to be president of the United States and that resonates with individuals, certainly it would be more the same for him into November, and it doesn't look good.
And so where do we stand in the crucial swing states?
So right now, I think the key barometer is Pennsylvania, but we also see Wisconsin, which really is sort of a swing state, but sort of not. It is turning heavily to Clinton. And I think another interesting indicator is Utah, which has not been Democrat or went Democrat for any time in our recent history. And you see her pull neck and neck in some polling in a red state like Utah. And that really spells a lot of trouble for Donald Trump.
Well, we'll see. We've been down this road before, Malia, but, you know, it's our job. We'll go down it again. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
For Malia Cromer, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.